Mesil Shishorim. Usually we leave it for last because it's open-ended, but this finishes off the idea of Arayos and the morality, and then he's going to start on Kashrus and how much a person has to be careful with Kashrus. We'll leave that till I come back. We're going to finish this, so there's one more paragraph. Where is it in the it's the paragraph that starts with Mlach Shochadam.
The English is on Samachvav.
Samachvav, okay.
The English.
Okay, yeah, in the beginning of the page. And then the... Yeah, at the bottom of the page. Okay. The last thing we learned about was the aspect of Gilui Arayos with speech, Nivul Peh, speaking immodest talk, the world calls dirty jokes and things like that. Vimlach shochadam lomar shemasha omru al Nivul Peh enu ela kedei la'ayim ulaharchi kodem min ha'averim. Chazal were exaggerating. They wanted to scare you and keep you away from the Aveira. So they exaggerated how terrible speaking Nivul Peh is. And they said they scared you with the fact that, you know, little children die because of that or whatever. And that's not really the case. It's just hyperbole. It's just exaggeration. Now, that's not way off base, because there's a Rivosh, Chuvas HaRivosh, who says just that, not specifically about this, but in general, that many times, in order to scare a person, because Chazal knew this, the Averas are serious, but sometimes to make it, bring the point home, they exaggerated, and they made the Avera sound worse than it really is. That is something that can be. So either the Mesil Shasharim says that's not the case, he just argues with the Rivash, or he's saying in this case it's not like that. That it may be that there is such a thing. There are Averas that Chazal exaggerated about to scare people away from them. But this is not one of the examples. He brings a proof.
What does it mean about little children?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's first see what he says. We'll see what he says. Chazal are basically talking about people that when they speak this kind of lascivious talk and immoral talk, it's going to incite them to do averus. So that's why they're exaggerating what it could come to, how terrible it could be, because of the implications of it, the repercussions of it. There's a better word I'm looking for, whatever it'll lead to. But somebody says a dirty joke or says something off color, that's not so serious. You think that? That's your Yetzirah speaking. If you think like that, and you're trying to make light of the fact that Stam speaking Nivul Peh is not a problem. It's just that under certain circumstances it could lead to terrible Averas, and then it's really bad, right? The Yetzirah is speaking, not you. Why? Because Chazal could have this idea, like the Rivosh says, of sometimes being allowed to exaggerate to scare people away from Averas. That's okay, right? It's okay to give people, you know, Musar and make them not do an Avera, even if it means exaggerating. But over here they bring a Pasuk. And Psukim don't exaggerate. Psukim say it like it is, right? The Navi didn't exaggerate. He said it as it was. Therefore it says that the young children, the Bachurim, Kodesh Baruch Hu will not be happy with them because they are mechanfim, they are flatter evil people, and they speak Nivul Peh. Hine lo hishkara kosov azeh, lo avodazorah, velo gili arayis, velo shvichas dovim, ele chanifa, veloshen horah, venivul peh. Kula mechatos hapeh bediburo. It's not talking about things that will impact terrible consequences of actions, of gili arayis, shvichas dovim, avodazorah. It's talking about merely the talk. How terrible it is, the talk itself. Valeyam yotzah, zera, al kain, al bachura, lo yismach Hashem, the esisoma of his yamanosa, that because of that, children, young people, die. Eloha emes hu kedivrei chazal, she nivul peh hu erva so shel adibur. Nivul peh is erva, a gili arayis in speech. Mamish, umishum znusu she nesar, kechol sharon yoni aznus, chutz migufa shel maisa. It's like all the other aspects of znus that we mentioned. That not only the actual actions, but speech and sight and hearing and whatever, this is also an aspect. Shafo pishein boem kari, so Mrs. Bezdin, even though for these things you don't get the serious punishments that you get for the actions of kares or Mrs. Bezdin, asurim heng isur atzmam, they're also milvad heyosim gam kem garmavim ala isur rishon atzmo kinyin hanazir shezachru minta shevein lamala. They have two aspects to them. One is they're intrinsically wrong. And second of all, they could bring you to even worse levels of this sin. But even if they don't bring you to anything worse, they themselves are intrinsically wrong. Now we're going to thought. We spoke about speaking, hearing, seeing, now thinking. The person, by man, the Isser is fantasizing anything that can bring him to other Averis. The Amru Hivur Avera, Kosh Mevera, the thought of Avera is sometimes even worse than the Avera itself. Because sometimes you'll do tshuva for the actual Avera, but you won't do tshuva for the thoughts. Mikra Molehu, Toavas Hashem Kol Machshavos Ra. This concludes the first two major sins that the Mesillas Yesharim dealt with, of how to be clean of them, meaning not to have any aspect of them at all. Stealing and gili arayis. Next thing you should go into is kashrus. Now, what does that mean, that people speak nivul peh, so young children die? Because somebody spoke nivul peh, they should die. Why should their children die, or little children die? It's not mashin, that's just their children. It's, the idea is the following, that, like we say many times, it's not that the children don't deserve to die, but they're going to die because of somebody else's sin. That's absurd. That can't be. What it means is that the Rabbanu Shel Olam brings neshamas in this world that are supposed to be here for a short time. Years, months, days, minutes, whatever. We know that that's the case, that there could be neshamas that are supposed to be here for a second. David HaMelech was supposed to exist for a second. He was given 70 years by Adam HaRishon. But if not, he would have existed for a second, whatever. And what would he have accomplished? That neshama was needed to make the puzzle complete. It's a piece of the puzzle. There's small pieces, there's big pieces, there's pieces that need bechira, pieces that weren't put into this world for bechira, whatever it means, beyond my comprehension, but whatever it means. And therefore there are reasons why there have to be brought in the shop. Now, they could be brought in a nicer way or a lesser way. Right? There are ways that it could be brought where it brings tsar to people, or there are ways that it could be brought where nobody is harmed by it or whatever, that nobody knew that, you know, that these neshamas came in, whatever. I don't know exactly how to explain it. But there are definitely ways that it can happen that's more tragic or less tragic. Right? Somebody has a miscarriage is a lot less tragic than having a 2-year-old or 3-year-old die suddenly, and children dying tragically is much worse than children dying not tragically, just, right, or suffering a long time. So there are all different ways that these neshamas can leave the world. Now, they have to leave the world on their own reason. But if there's nivul peh in the world, then the Rabban Shem uses these neshamas that have to leave anyway, to leave in a way that affects people because of the, it's going to now be a punishment to the people who spoke Nivul Peh. They're going to hear about it, it's going to affect them, it doesn't have to be their children. Or the idea is that it creates a pollution in the world, which means that now these youngsters that have to leave the world anyway are going to have to leave in a more difficult way for the people left behind because of this pollution that's in the air of Nivul Peh. So it's not that children are being punished for the sin, but the sin of Nivul Peh creates an atmosphere where now the children that are going to have to leave the world anyway are going to leave in a way that's going to make more of an impression. That's the basic idea. There's probably a lot more detail that I can't explain to you because I don't know, but that, in more or less, that's the basic idea. And that's the basic idea wherever it says that little children die because of this, or people's wives die because of this, or husbands die. It's all not necessarily a punishment because of the sin. It's a reaction, a result of the sin itself, and a tikkun for it. But the it doesn't set those things in motion. It's just an extra added factor. Okay.
So for those who are over the Avera, what's the connection between the Avera of Nivul Peh and having children die?
Mida keneged mida. I'm not 100% sure. It could be that dibur, right, having more ruchnius in the world, speech, brings spiritual things in the world with a body to it. Like we said, that's lashon. Lashon is lisha. It mixes together physical and spiritual and puts it out in the world where there's a body to a spiritual thing. When you speak Nivul Peh, so you're basically taking a body and taking out the neshama. You're just leaving a body with no neshama. And that's why Nivul. Nivul means nevela. It's a dead body. The language becomes bereft of any spiritual meaning, just the opposite. It has negative connotation. It remains totally a physical thing, like a body without a neshama. So because you've created in the world an effect of a body without a neshama, so it's going to cause there to be bodies without neshamas. Why specifically children? Could be because speech is something that it says that the main impact of little children is hevel pihim, is their pure speech. So because you have impure speech in the world, it's going to affect the pure speech and take away those children. Could be that's a connection.
Yeah.
It's not because it's since they're not 13, so they don't have a real neshama. So Hashem could change their neshama to a neshama that's going to be lifted early on.
It's not that they don't really have a full neshama. They have a full neshama because otherwise it says that from the time a child says amen, or the time he's able to eat a kezayis of grain, right, of wheat, he has olam haba. If he doesn't have a real neshama, there's no olam haba. He's not got a neshama. He doesn't have his yetzer hatov, isn't sholeit bo. Not that he gets a new neshama. It's just the shlit of his yetzer hatov isn't complete. But he has a full neshama from the time that he's born, the time that he's conceived. He has a neshama. Right? There's not an idea that a person gets a different neshama or more of his neshama, just that now the Yetzer HaTov can be in control. Till then he wasn't in control. He doesn't have his full das. But he has a full neshama from the time that he's conceived.
So it seems like from here that how powerful speech is. Let's say a person describe, like shmuzing, not necessarily Nivul Peh, not Lashon Hara, not Avera, but there's no...
There could always be some redeeming value. As long as it's not something totally negative, then there could be something positive about it. Even people talking about idle talk, right? So it's stam, dvorim betalim, but it's not osir per se, and therefore maybe there's something that somebody could get, something, sichas chulin of tamidei chachamim is Torah. So Shichas Chulin of regular people, the Gemara brings out even things that people say you can learn something from it. As long as it's not Osir and it's not completely negative, there could be something positive about it. But once it's Osir, or it's Lashon Hara or whatever, and there's nothing positive about it, then it's mamash like an Aveilah. Right? Now, you can have things that have life that don't have too much purpose to them, but at least they're there. They exist. Right? So there's some purpose, even though not a great purpose. But something that's dead, there's no neshama in it at all, that's a different story. Okay. We will continue with the next thing, is with Macholas Asuras when I come back in this session.
Does it go to the kids that are alive today, or does it go to the kids that are going to be born?
Yeah.
Because the kids that are going to be born,
yeah,
still have a
change in the Kelma. Yeah, but it says people who are already young, people who are already alive. It has an effect on their leaving the world, like we said. Not that they're dying because of this, but because they have to leave the world, they leave in a different way or whatever because of this Aveira.